The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now, Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. So, the great prophet, John the Baptist, was buried without a head. The head was given to the daughter of Herodias, who gave it to her mother. And what did the mother do with it? Maybe made soup with it, or put it in a locker or something. What next? The question I ask myself today is, where is John the Baptist? Where is Herod? Where is Herodias? Where are the disciples? They are all long gone. Life continues. So two characters I want to talk about in today's gospel, from today's gospel. The first is John the Baptist. There is a quote attributed to St. Augustine on hope. St. Augustine says, "Hope is not passive. Hope in God, hope in better things of life. And hope has two daughters. One is courage, the other one is anger." Two daughters. Hope has two daughters. Anger and courage. Anger at injustice and courage to change what needs to be changed. That summarizes the life of John the Baptist. He had hope. And in this hope, he was courageous. He was angry and courageous to change what needed to be changed. On the other hand, was Herod. You know, if you remember the words of Mark Anthony, in the book Julius Caesar. And he said something, that the evil that men do lives after them. Scripturally, we can reinstate, or we can say that in another way, the evil that men do lives after them if they do not repent. Here was Herod. Herod, not brave, not courageous. What was he angry at? What was he angry about? About the truth. There is an African proverb that says, a brave man dies once, but a coward dies 1,000 times. What character fits, do you fit into, John the Baptist or Herod?